Good afternoon, Zeta Midnight speaking. Oh, hello. Yeah, I'm just typing up the last few reports for the day. Pretty good, actually. Yeah. You want to get lunch in a bit? Yeah, I could murder a burger right now. What? No way. Okay, I'm packing up now. You need to tell me every single detail, okay? Yes, every detail. Did you screw him? Girl, you're such a hoe. Fuck you, I'm no hypocrite. You're the one who... Yeah, okay. I'll be there in 5. Wait for me, yeah? Damn. I was just about to go. Shit, better answer. You've reached the sales team. This is Zeta speaking. Hi. What now? But I'm about to go on lunch. For goodness sake. Any idea what he wants? Targets, yeah? Great. No, I'm going. I'll just have to have lunch afterwards, won't I? Shit. What does he want this time? Sitting up there in his huge office, he's got no idea what it takes to make a sale. Well, better get it over with. Good afternoon, sir. You wanted to see me? No, it's fine. I was about to have lunch, but that can wait. Sit. Oh, thanks. Excuse me, sir. Is this a bad time? I can come back later in the... Well, you haven't stopped typing since I sat down. Right. No, it's fine. Cock. As if I don't know what he's doing. But if you're gonna play the whole power trip game, I see you and raise you, buddy. We'll see about this. What was that? My targets. Of course we can talk about... Excuse me? Oh. Well, I think you'll find my figures for the month are... Really? And you have proof of that? Not at all, sir, but I keep a record of my figures too. Each time I make a sale or a referral, I note it down. I can tell you confidently that your figure is nowhere near mine. Thank you. Okay. January. This isn't right. No, I'm saying these figures aren't for me. Look, here, look at this column. I don't even work Wednesday evenings. Or Sundays. This isn't my data. Sure, take it, I'll wait. Idiot. I can't believe I'm missing all the lunchtime gossip for this. What? No, there has to be some mistake. Check it again. I mean, I'd appreciate it if you'd double check. Of course I'm not calling you a liar, sir. I just don't understand how our figures can be so different. Ask anyone on the sales floor. My referrals are top of the team this week and the week before. Listen to any of my calls. You hear for yourself how often I either close a loan or make the referral for further credit. Why is he smiling like that? What is this shit? Yes, I'd appreciate a quick solution too. I'm in line for a significant bonus this year. I can't afford to have that ruined by some administrative cock-up. Of course it's important to me. I'm planning a holiday with my sister. Malaga. Yes, it should be lovely. Agreed, but There's no reason why I shouldn't be able to go, is there? Pardon? Of course, if I come back in an hour, I can bring my daily figures and show you what I've been doing. Thank you. The door's stuck. I'm pulling as hard as I can. No, it's stuck. Locked. Why? Oh, I see. There's no trouble with my sales figures, is there, sir? Oh, I mean, of course, my figures are terrible. Bad enough for disciplinary procedures, and I'd do anything to avoid that. Yes, sir. Anything. Of course. Yes, I'm a very hands-on sort of employee. I like to take my troubles in hand and... Yes. Yes, that's right, you arrogant bastard. No, don't move. Not unless you want me to twist this pathetic little cock right off your body. Now, I don't know what sort of deal you have with the other girls on this sales floor, but I'm not like them. Understand? No, nothing like them. They might be happy to take their knees and suck this finger-wide lollipop, but I eat men like you for breakfast. Not so smug now, are you? Not so fucking cocky now, you bastard. Now, I'm going to let go, and you are going to get on hands and knees and kiss my shoes. You heard me. Kiss my fucking shoes. Look at you down there, kissing my heels. Use your tongue too. That's right. Run your tongue all over the top of my shoes. Lick them. Did I say pull your trousers up? No, I fucking didn't. Lick my shoes. Good grief, look at you. Look at that tiny cock of yours. I've heard of growers and showers, but what the hell are you? Pathetic. Hard though, that's good. You like this, don't you? Don't shake your fucking head at me, you love this. Well, your cock says otherwise. Now hold it. Yes, hold it. Hold your teeny, tiny, Slim Jim cock and make it as hard as you can. Good boy. You like being called good boy. I thought you might. Well, if you want more of that, I want to see you jerk that cock until you come. Do it. And look at me while you do. Good boy. Oh, I see. Well, as you may have guessed, I quite like this too. So, I'm just getting rid of these. No, I don't need them anymore. Not since I'm going to be sitting on your face in a couple of minutes. That's right. I'm going to sit on your face. And you're going to lick my clit until I come. Whoa! Whoa! That didn't take long. Wow, your control is pathetic as your cock. Look at this mess. Oh, you're disgusting. You're filthy. You're an animal. Well, you know what you need to do now, don't you? Lick it up. Stick out your tongue and lap all that dirty cum off your nice blue carpet. Suck it. Slurp it. Now swallow. I said swallow, you man whore. Look at you. You revolting, repellent little man. Licking your own cum off the floor of your office. Fuck, you're still hard. Guess you're not a complete waste of space after all. Lie down. On your back. So you can take instruction. That's good to know. Now, where did those panties go? Ah, here we are. Now, sir, open your mouth. Open your fucking mouth. Good. And in they go. I bet they taste good, don't they? I've been reading in between my sales calls some truly delicious work from a couple of my favourite erotic authors. Yeah. Have you heard of Raven Shadowhawk? No? Well, look her up. She's a filthy bitch and not afraid to write it all down. Anyway, I've been reading her work and fantasising about getting good and royally fucked. Oh, you like the sound of that, do you? Well, you're shit out of luck. I said good, and this microscopic pinprick here isn't going to do the job. Nope. The only thing you're good for is this. Yes. That's right. No. Don't you dare spit those panties out. You don't get to use your tongue on me. No, you're not even good enough for that. I am going to sit on your face and get myself off just by grinding on you. Just rubbing my pussy all over your face. That's good. Very good. Don't you fucking move. Get your hands off me. Put them at your sides. That's right. Just lie there. Lie there and take it. Lie there like the weakling man whore you are. Fuck. Yes. This is perfect. Yes. All over your nose and chin. You like that, huh? You like my pussy on your face? How do I taste, sir? How do I feel? You like that? You like that? Still like it when I squeeze your cock? Do you? Shut up. I didn't say speak. That's right. Squeal. Moan. Now tell me you're a pathetic little bitch. Again. Say it again. Now tell me that I own you. Tell me that you belong to my pussy. Not even me, to my pussy. That's right. That's it. You fucking whore. Yes. That's right. Yes. 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 Fuck. Oh. Yes. Fucking yes. That was adequate. You can keep the panties if you like. I've been bringing spare pairs for the last 3 months. Now, do we still have a problem with my sales targets? I'll be more than happy to come back with my numbers, just like I said before. Oh. Well, of course, if you can resolve the matter on your own, then I'll leave you to it. Thank you, sir. Now, you might want to unlock the door. I'm late for my lunch meeting.